Exclusive: Mike Pence, Trump is last line of defense against radical left. By Sean Moran on August 29, 2020. Air Force Two: Vice President Mike Pence told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Friday that he believes Donald Trump's supporters are more enthusiastic now than they were during the 2016 presidential election and that Trump is the last line of defense against the radical left. Vice President Pence spoke to Breitbart News as the vice president traveled to Duluth, Minnesota, and Traverse City, Michigan, to rally support for President Trump's re-election and several down-ticket races, such as conservative John James's bid to unseat Senator Gary Peters, DME. Pence noted during his speech in Michigan that a Trafalgar poll released on Friday found Trump and James lead their opponents in Michigan. Another Trafalgar poll found that Trump is closing the gap in Minnesota. Pence told Breitbart News he believes support for Trump has only continued to grow from 4 years ago. Pence traveled in Minnesota with Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, chairman, while he was in Minnesota for his campaign. The vice president emphasized that not only do they want to give Trump a second term in office, they also want to keep the Senate Republican majority and make House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, the next Speaker of the House. When I think of what we can do for this country over the next 4 years, I talked with him today, Tom Emmer, the NRCC. He was with us for a while. Our first priority with this president is to get him re-elected. But we're going to be working to make sure that Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House and we have a Republican Senate, Pence said. During his speech in Minnesota, Pence also praised Representative Pete Stauber, as well as former Representative Jason Lewis, RMN. Lewis hopes to unseat Senator Tina Smith, DMN, in November. The road to victory begins in Duluth, Minnesota. And we're going to win the state, the vice president said during his speech in Duluth. McCarthy has noted that Republicans only need to retake 17 congressional seats to regain the House majority. Republicans have targeted the 31 congressional seats across the country that Trump won in the 2016 presidential election, but House Democrats managed to flip during the 2018 midterm elections. Pence reiterated that he remains more confident than ever that they will win the 2020 presidential election. However, he cautioned that Democrat-controlled Congress could lead to the radical left pushing progressive policies that could undermine American freedom. He warned that a Democrat Congress could unleash the radical left, pushing for policies that could harm America's economic recovery. He explained, "I believe we will win, and I always believed that we will win in 2016. I'm more convinced of it now than I was in 2016. People need to understand that the stakes of this election is if Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House, and we don't hold the Senate," Barack Obama said, "that we should do away with the filibuster." However, Pence cautioned that Trump will always fight the radical left in their push to transform the country towards their progressive vision. "I was told today that Chuck Schumer is open to it, ending the filibuster," Pence said. "So the last line of defense is President Donald Trump and the veto, because you look at the radical left agenda of Nancy Pelosi in the House, and the bills they passed the last year, when you think of a Senate without a filibuster. With a Democrat majority, President Donald Trump and his veto are the last line of defense for stopping the agenda of the radical left that's being foisted upon the country." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.